Track 7, The Old Mortuary. The mortuary site has an interesting past, as Dennis Cairns explains.
But where the mortuary was, and the council shed is now today, that was the Pinfold, when it was an agricultural village. And of course a pinfold was used to house stray cattle, sheep, until the owner collected them for a small fine, I suppose. And the man who was in charge, of course, was called a pinder. And so you get that surname attached to a lot of people today.
As Dennis Cairn mentions, times were changing and Bunnolswick was rapidly becoming an industrial town with a growing population. Some areas were becoming overcrowded and insanitary, and a need arose for a public mortuary to be built to house those unfortunate enough to need its services. A convenient plot of land was needed, and the site of the old pinfold was ideal. The conditions in the mortuary would have been very stark. Before the introduction of refrigeration, it was necessary to preserve dead bodies in cold, dimly lit buildings in order to delay the deterioration process until the embalmer or undertaker could attend to the corpse. The information board shows some of the gruesome instruments that might have been used during post-mortems held here. It appears that the mortuary was suitably located, as there are stories that the bodies of tramp weavers would be wheeled a short distance out of the lodging houses on this road and into the mortuary after fatal fights and sometimes after they spent their hard-earned money on alcohol. The lodging houses were known as model lodging houses, as Hilda Ellsworth explains.
It was what we call model. Tramp weavers used to stop there.
What are tramp weavers?
Well, they were tramps. And they'd have a night's lodging there, then they'd go and stand at the mill to get a day's work, to get some money. And they were called tramp weavers, but they stopped at we called it model.
And did you see them? Did you see those people?
Yeah, I've seen them. Yeah, I've seen a lot of tramps in my day.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
But it wasn't just weavers, presumably, from what you're saying. It was anyone who needed a bed, was it?
And yeah, anybody down and out. Well, some people didn't want home, did they? They wouldn't like to be restricted in a house. Mm. They like the open road, don't they?
Mm.
You see.
With the old mortuary on your right, make your way down the road for several hundred yards. You'll pass a large brick building on the right-hand side, which was once the model lodging house so vividly remembered by Hilda Ellsworth. Carry on down the lane beyond the old lodging house and turn right into the entrance to Valley Gardens, crossing the little footbridge, and then play track number 8.